translation with a sweet purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Prabhupada. The Supreme Enjoyer of all sacrifices accepted the incarnation of a boar, the second incarnation. Shishi Radha Gokulananda Ki Jaya. Sitaram Lakshmanamanman Chichigornitai Ki Jai. The Supreme Enjoyer of all sacrifices accept the incarnation of a boar, the second incarnation. Anyone remember which one is the first one? Accept the Govinda Satapa and Jayadev. Who is the first one? What's the first incarnation? Yeah. So, and for the welfare of the earth, he lifted the earth from the nether regions of the universe. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The indication is that for each and every incarnation of the personality of Godhead, the particular function executed is also mentioned. There cannot be any incarnation without a particular function, and such functions are always extraordinary. They are impossible for any living being to perform. The incarnation of the boar was to take the earth out of the Pluto's region of filthy water. Picking up something from a filthy place is done by a boar. And the all-powerful personality of Godhead displayed this wonder to the Asuras, who had hidden the earth in such a filthy place. There is nothing impossible for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and although he played the part of a boar by the devotees, he is worshipped, staying always in transcendence. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshuru Mlitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Si Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Putale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti vachalam pangalam gayate girim. Yar kripa tamaham vande shi guru ilatarina. I offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master, that by his mercy a blind man can see stars in the sky, and a lame man can cross mountains, and a dumb man like me can speak eloquently. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Tamala Krishna Goswaminiti Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskara Desatarine. My humble obeisances to all of you Vaishnavas present here and all the Vaishnavas in this world who are not present, and all the Vaishnavas in the spiritual world who hopefully shower a little drop of mercy that I could say something on Lord Varaha and on Srila Narottama Das Thakur. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya ivacha padithanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo nama. So, the Supreme Enjoyer of all sacrifices accepted the incarnation of the boar, the second incarnation. And for the welfare of the earth, he lifted the earth from nether regions of the universe. So we can see that from this verse that Lord Varaha, oh, Lord Krishna, the Adi Purusham, the source of all incarnations, is the Creator, the Father, Aham Bija Pradapita, the Father and the Mother of the Earth, and of all the living entities. He created it, and He's actually responsible to maintain it, and He cares for the Earth. So He would do anything and everything which apparently could be a shameful behavior, you know, to go in a body of a pig, a boar. It can be embarrassing. You will be insulted, derided for being very animalistic, very filthy, very, like it says, yeah, the hoggish behavior. But the Lord doesn't care. He cares about us, cares about the earth, and therefore, moved out of compassion, He intervenes very, very quickly to lift the earth from the ocean of nations. And this is the business of the demons, envious people, envious souls, those who have disowned, those who have turned away from God and choose the feeling of Asurik Baba. They live with this Baba, feeling of envy. Their business is to always pull down somebody else. Whether it is a position of someone, whether it is the object of someone, whether it is the devotion of someone, the good quality of someone. This is the nature of envy. Envy has ropes, powerful ropes. Envious people, they're just like that. And they're always pulling. Their business is to pull down someone who is excelling, someone who is doing some good. But what Krishna says in the Gita, that one who does good, it can never be overcome by evil. So we don't have to worry as a devotees. as long we choose the path of Dharma, pravritim cha navritim cha gyanana vidura asura nasaucham napichacharo nasatyam teshu vidyate. Devotees, they know what to do. They know, they choose pravritim cha, good activities. Whereas non-devotees, asuras, navritim cha, like anartha nivritti, they're always engaged in unwanted activities. They create very bad anartha nivritti. That's why we call anartha nivritti. And they constantly build up this empire of sins on their consciousness. And not only that, they're not satisfied. They have to also pull down somebody else. Possessions, in this case, the creation of the Lord. Naturally, if you hate the Creator, then you don't like anything He does. It's interesting, someone said it to me, you know, I like the songs of such and such person, but I don't like him as a person. So therefore, also I don't like his songs. Similarly, if you envy is like that. See, a good artist is painting very nicely, but because you don't like the person, so therefore whatever he does, you don't like it. There is nothing he can do to change your your free will. If you don't like God, that's it. God, He cannot change it. Of course, He can with a special mercy on such a person. By time, He comes in the form of time. People, they do change. But why wait? Why live a life like a rabbit, covering up our eyes and deny the light? We put the sound down into our head down in the sand. There is no light. There is no vision. This is the behavior of demons. Therefore, they're always defying God, and anything He does. He created such a beautiful Bhurloka, planetary, the Chatusloka, the 14th planetary system, and they mess around. They destroy the environment. This is their business. And it's going on in a small scale in the world now, with wars, polluting the environment. My son has a degree on environmental management. And he's actually told me, Dad, this degree has made me very conscious of the creation of God, has instilled in me more faith in God, because it's such a perfect system. The planet is perfect. We got the sun, you know, that goes around, and we think it moves without any power. But it's always the hand of God. You got the rain, you know, that comes down, it gives us grains, fruits. We got the wind. Everything has a purpose. But then when we mess around with the inhabitants, the animals living in it, all created by Lord Brahma on the order of Lord Krishna, 8,400,000 species of life, that they all have the right to live. But the demons, they try to disrupt the affairs of God. Everything has a cause and effect. So you can see here, Hiranyaksha, the very first thing, as a slap on the face of the Lord. What is this? Yeah, it's just like a child sees the toys of another child and he has to destroy it. But this is a serious toy here. There are people living in it. So the Lord comes immediately. And He came out of the nostrils of His child, Lord Brahma. You can see, Aham Bija Pradapita. He is the father, but at the same time He's also a son. Who can understand? Akunda Medase. Who can understand the position of God? He can come as your child, as your father, as your mom, as your brother, as your friend. He created Lord Brahma, and then He made Lord Brahma creating Him. Not creating, but manifesting Him from the nostrils of Lord Brahma. And He came and He expanded Himself, and He saved all of us. So, all glories to Lord Varahadev. There you go. It's such a wonderful pastime. And Srila Prabhupada, you can read later on. He's moved out of compassion, the Lord. Not because it is His creation. You know, it's my object, so therefore I have to protect it. It's because there are living entities, His children, living in it. And He will never allow anybody to harm His devotees. So in this way, the earth was saved. And something very interesting, I remember when I was a brahmachari. Sometimes when we get hurt in relationships, I have to confess, all of you, I've always been attracted to Buddhism. I like the Buddhism because everybody minds their business. You don't criticize anyone. You don't like to be criticized. You're afraid engaging in any relationships. At some point, due to my own experience, I was afraid of relationships. It's just the way I was brought up. I was angry towards my parents. I was angry towards religions, institutions. I was angry towards... I couldn't trust anybody. And not because, you know, that I am to be trusted, and I don't trust... It's nothing personal towards anybody, but it's just that sometimes... People, they are your friends today, but then they turn against you tomorrow. I had a lot of that in my life. I'm sure we all had experience. But when I was brahmachari, that's one of the reasons it took me a long time to take initiation. To choose the right person. It took me 8 years before I surrendered to the guru. In those days, they used to push devotees. After 3 months, 6 months. After 3 months, 1981, I was already on the list for initiation, and I refused it. I was too young. And they let me off. Then 83, any one of you has been the festival, 83, the Radhavrajas, all the European devotees, they were there. English devotees, they were all there. You were there. I remember I got a picture with your husband working with Bhagavan. And again, I was afraid to surrender. It's just my own personal problem. I had a problem in trusting, maybe from previous lives. But anyway, to the long story short, when I was brahmachari, I read this pastime. And it really inspired me a lot. Later on, you will encounter this pastime, this beautiful purport. When the Lord Varaha came to rescue the earth, he took the blows on his chest from Hiranyaksha, and he didn't engage in any fight yet, because his first business was to protect. Protect the earth and his devotee. This is the Lord Paritranaya Sadunam. First comes to protect and then to kill. It's not the other way around, that he first kills and then protect. Never. His devotees are the first concern. So he took the blow on the chest from the club, and Hiranyaksha then insulted him, calling him a hog, pig, filthy animal. So many swearing words. You know, just like when people, they provoke you. And you have to tolerate. If you're doing something very delicate, you want to secure the object of protection first. So, Lord Varaha secured the earth first. And Prabhupada explains very nicely that Varahadevi felt in ecstasy. Why? Because even though this demon was insulting him verbally, physically, and he took the blow of the club like a garland of flowers on his chest, the swearing word, they were actually dovetailed, changed into Vedic prayers. Saraswati, she changed everything. And he felt so much ecstasy, and I was wondering why. And then in the purport, something that always stays with me, Prabhupada says, therefore, the Lord is more happy when he receives more the insults of demons. More happy when we insult him, or we are angry with him, or we fight with him, or than an impersonalist or Mayavadi when you ignore him. We were talking yesterday, me and my friend, Jayadeva Prabhu. The worst thing is when you ignore someone. That's the thing the Lord, he doesn't like. It really pains his heart. So, as a brahmacharya, I remember I gave up my idea to ever see the Buddhism as an alternative refuge or shelter. Because it's an insult. Because I've always had that faith in God, but it doesn't go with the Buddhism, really. You have to be a personalist. And I learned the science of always. Another time, you know, my wife had a miscarriage in Vrindavan. I was very upset. And then the builders, I was here. The builders, they were cheating me. They said they were doing an extension on the back of my house. And they'd made a big mess, no foundation, nothing. And they lied to the council that everything. I think, Pramanava, you remember when I went through all that. And the council came and they had to pull down everything. So I was really in distress. I had to come from India. I came here. Everything was going wrong. I didn't have a place to stay. So the temple, they allowed me to stay. Actually, my god sister, Shyamala Sakhi, I had three properties at that time, but I couldn't stay in any of them. There was another property, devotee, I couldn't really kick them out because that's not the way I operate. So my Guru Maharaj phoned me up, said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Are you asking me, do you want a straight answer?" "No, I'm very angry towards Krishna. Nothing personal, Gurudev. I'm very angry." Said, "Welcome to the club. Well done. That means you are advancing spiritually." He said, "That's good." Sometimes devotees, you know, they cover up. They, inside, you know, they're angry. But then, you know, they put a smiling face, you know, but there's nothing wrong. He said, "It's better." And he told me the same thing. He reminded me the pastimes of Lovaraha and Hiranyaksha. And I said, "Yes, that's..." Somehow or another, he knew my heart. He said, "You know, Hiranyaksha, he offended the Lord, he was very angry, but the Lord liked it very much. Better than the Mayavadi imperative." You know, because when we go away from Krishna consciousness, disappointed, or we go away from a relationship, that's not good. Not good at all. It's better, you know, to let things out, and you can resolve it, but not to bottle down. Just like one time, I always remember this passage. I was just about to go to India. I was a Sangitan leader here. And I asked one of the devotees in the ashram, "Could you give this letter to such and such?" And he said, I was shocked. He said, "No, sorry, ask somebody else. Because I don't talk to that devotee. 12 years, I don't talk to him." They sleep in the same room for many years together. But I couldn't really understand what they were doing to each other. I said, "That's not Krishna consciousness, really. You know, it's like we are under the same roof of Srila Prabhupada, but miles away. If we believe in relationships, we have to create a bridge. The house that Srila Prabhupada built, it's not a building that he's talking about. It's the house of our consciousness. You know, when we build the bridge as a family, as we see each other as a Vaishnavas, helping each other as a brothers, as a devotees, and not ignoring each other. That pains devotees. Like we were talking yesterday, isn't it, Jayadeva Prabhu? It's the worst feeling when someone ignores you. You know, me and my son, we have a wonderful relationship. Every time I'm angry, we have an Italian expression. Either he gets angry to me, then afterwards, "Sorry, Dad, please accept my humble obeisance." And he try, you know, then I say, "I'm sorry, it's my fault." Then there is a competition of humility there. This should be the relationship. You know, sometimes a little something comes up, we shouldn't take it seriously. Just apologize to each other from the heart and carry on the business, carry on serving each other. Feel the bhava, the love in the heart for devotees. That's what Krishna likes, even more than loving him. Because if we love him, you know, if you do, something is better than nothing. Tamakrishna Maharaj used to say, but more is better than something. If you can't love God, at least love his devotees. We cannot learn, if we don't learn to love what we see, we can never learn to love what we don't see. We can't see God at the moment. But that's how God becomes manifest. Actually, saw Sutapa this morning, I got so inspired. I said, that's it, Krishna. You see Krishna in devotees. That's where you see God. I went, you know, and I embraced him. That's love. When you feel genuinely something towards a Vaishnava, because a Vaishnava carries the consciousness, Krishna consciousness of Krishna. That's a Vaishnava. You feel happy to see another person carrying God. And, you know, when you share the same service, the same interest, it's very encouraging. You don't feel alone anymore. So these are relationships. So just like Lord Varaha, he felt compassion to save the planet. There's another great personality. He's my hero. If you, all of you want to know, who is my hero amongst all the acharyas? There's so many acharyas. Not that I want to belittle any of them, but there's a particular Vaishnav that Lord Chaitanya was crazy for him, Lord Nityananda. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they all regretted because they wanted to see him, but they passed away before him, before he came. This in the spiritual world, if you read this book, it's very nice. I recommend all of you, the three Vaishnav saints. You will understand the personality of Narottama Das Thakur, Champaka Manjari. You have like a little girls, Manjari, like Rupa Manjari, Ananga Manjari. You have the gopis first, you know, direct service to Krishna. But then there are the Manjaris. They're assistants of Srimati Radharani. Manjaris are like a little rose. You have a bloom, full bloomed rose, gopi. Then there is a Manjari like Rupa Sanatana, the Six Goswami, Lokanath Das Goswami. Those are like the small, not buds yet, small bud, but little rose is coming out, you know, very virgin, very beautiful. And then you have the little buds. Narottama Das Thakur is actually servant of those Manjaris, especially Lokanath Das Goswami, who is none other than which Manjari is in the spiritual world? I had it on my mind, but I forgot now. You know Sutapa Prabhu? You have a grown-up girl, and then you have a little girl, and then a very, very small baby girl. And Narottama Das Thakur, his service is actually to, and they gave him the milk to give to Radha and Krishna. His service is actually to carry milk in evening for Radha and Krishna. You know, because God, he likes children. He very much, and those little, they don't even like to be touched by Krishna. They're all into the channel of Srimati Radharani. They serve Srimati Radharani. They're so pure. The gopis, they get touched by Krishna, but not the Manjaris. They're all chaste to Srimati Radharani. How pure they are. And it's all described. And so feeling, and this little bud, the little manjari, sometimes feels a great compassion towards the conditioned souls of this world. But really, really great compassion that fails to bring down the consciousness of Krishna Prema. And they have sometimes a desire, you know, like a girl, a little girl or a little boy, they want to they want to do something big, you know, to please. They want to do a man task. So the Lord allows that. So, and he comes. And Lord Chaitanya is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah, he came and empowered two sets of personalities with two different functions. The first one is the six Goswamis. He empowered them to become the incarnation of the writing potency. They represent the writing potency of the Lord. And then later on, he sent those little manjaris, the distributing potency. Narottama Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, and Srinivas. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya, before 1 year before he passed away, it was 1535, is described around a year before. He had an epiphany from Ramakeli. He went to see Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, and he stopped with Lord Nityananda in Padmavati River, which it actually has a confluence with the Ganga. And he decided to take a bath there. And he was uttering the name Narottam, 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 in full of ecstasy. And the river flooded. And the water came out. And this beautiful personality of Padmavati came out and said, Lord Chaitanya said, I came here to deposit my love, my prema, love of Godhead. Please keep it for me. Keep it safe. Don't release it to anybody who comes and bathe in this water. Only give to a particular person. His name is Narottam. And Padmavati said, you know, how do I know who is this boy, who is this? He will come. He will come. And when he enters the water, then you will overflow. You will flood everywhere. And then you know what's happening to you. And that is the boy. You recognize him. That is the boy. And you give him my love. So, and that's what happened. Narottama Das Thakur was born. Afterwards, after the Lord Chaitanya went, the six Goswami. Actually, Jiva Goswami was the only one left. And there was Lokanath Goswami was there, and few others. So Narottama Das Thakur was born, a beautiful boy, with all the signs of Mahapurush. Beautiful. Beautiful lotus eyes. But his complexion was a little bit darkish when he was born. And he was so attractive, so poetic. We were talking about yesterday, myself and Jayadev. Poetic is a quality of a devotee. At such a young age, he was forming poets on Radha and Krishna. And he had this desire, burning desire, to help the conditioned souls. So at the age of 16, he went to the Padmavati River and he bathed. First of all, the night before, Lord Nityananda appeared in his dream and said, go and bathe there. There is something for you there that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left for you. So he went there, and the river, even a Padmavati, Ganga personified, came out and offered dandavats to this boy. She couldn't understand who it is. And immediately, the ghost of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the heart, into the body of this little boy. And what happened? It happened that he became exactly the same feature like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like you see in the Panchatattva, if you want to know how Srila Narottama Das Thakur looked like, there it is. He's in the middle. He became identical to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, goldish complexion, ecstatic love with Krishna Prema. When he went home, the parents, they could not recognize him anymore. Krishnananda and Narayani. Yes, they found him actually fainted somewhere. He was going out of consciousness, into consciousness. But they couldn't recognize him. But somehow or another, they knew was there. But they thought he needed to be exorcised. You know, in the Christian culture, children sometimes they are possessed by ghosts. So they called all these specialists. Some of them, they said, oh, you have to feed him a fox. It will actually, it's all there in this book. It will free him from this evil ghost. And what was his madness? Chanting the names of Krishna in ecstatic love. And then he had another dream. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him in the dream. And said, I want you to go to Vrindavan. He went on his journey. He left at the age of 16. His family, they were actually kings. They had a kingdom, bodyguards. But again, a bit like similar like Raghunath Das Goswami. So he ran away. At the age of 16, his body depicted the form of Mahaprabhu. He had all the long arms, the eyes almost touching his ears. A beautiful boy that anyone who would see him would just get purified, become Krishna conscious and touched by this Krishna prema just by looking at him. What to speak about hearing from him. And so he broke his foot on the journey, being brought up, you know, as an aristocrat. On the way to Vrindavan, he broke his foot and he was starving for 3 days, 4 days. He was in and out of his consciousness, but he was very happy for having the precious treasure of love of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was actually looking for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere, for the ghost inside himself. He was chasing. He wanted someone to give it to him. And Mahaprabhu said, you know, go to Vrindavan. There is someone there I want you to get initiate from, and that is Lokanath Das Goswami. So when he went to sleep on the way, his feet, they were all cut and everything. Before he went to sleep, he came out of consciousness. He dozed to sleep, and then he came out, and then he saw this golden Brahman, who was none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bringing him a cup of milk. And he drank the milk, and then he went in a deep sleep. And he could understand that golden person was none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then all his wounds from his feet, they disappeared. He felt fully nourished and satisfied. And then when he reached Vrindavan, he saw Lokanath Das Goswami. And Lokanath Das Goswami, as usual, he had a bit of a mood, very synonymous like Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. He didn't want to accept any disciples because he felt himself unqualified. So, Lokanath Das Goswami, just by looking at him, said, you know, you remind me of someone very dear to me. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and invited him for prasad with him. And the boy, he felt, no, I shouldn't be sitting on the same place like my guru.
You are my spiritual master. I had a dream of Srimad Mahaprabhu and told me to take initiation from you. And then he said, no, you are fantasizing. He said, I don't accept disciples. And that's not true. That's fantasy. So he said, your dream is not bona fide. But the boy didn't get discouraged. Then what happened? The next day, Lokanath Das Goswami had a dream of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastising him very badly. Said, I send him to you to accept him as your disciple. He said, give up your pride. Don't be falsely humble. You are puffed up, stupid, and insulted him in the dream. Give up your pride. Accept this boy as your disciple. He will do, I want him to do great things for my behalf, on my behalf. So, and then it took about 2 years. The first year, you know, he was serving him. At night time, he would go and clean up the place where Lokanath Das Goswami would pass through, and the boy would go there and clean. He would put fresh sand, clean water. And Lokanath Das Goswami could understand, you know, that this boy is really, really special. 1 year of test. And then the second year, it took another, actually 2 years before he initiated him. Because he made a promise to Mahaprabhu, yes, I will initiate him. But I just want to make sure, you know, that I'm qualified to be his guru. I was the same mood of Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. He accepted only one disciple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Look what he did. This is the intelligence, lace intelligence. Some gurus, they like to have a lot of disciples. And then a lot of them together, they do great things. But there are some gurus, they have a very few disciples. Like, you know, for example, Jayadvaita Maharaj, I'm very fond of him. Few disciples, but very qualified ones. And he does a lot through them. That was the motto of Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. One disciple, big Gaudiya Math. 60,000 disciples he made. So they do all the preaching through one channel. Same thing Lokanath Das Goswami. Accepted him only, the only one disciple, Narottama Das Thakur. He initiated him. And then after that, then he said, now you go to, there is another Goswami who is very special. Because in the dream, Lord Chaitanya told him, said, you know, I want him to do great work for me. I'm preserving all this Nana Shastra, Vicharana, Nanipuno, all this Shastra in the hands of the six Goswami. And the five Goswami, they left everything behind to Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami, he wrote everything for what? Just to put them on a shelf? Or just to... It was actually to hand over everything to Narottama Das Thakur, the very first Sankirtan leader, for distribution. That's what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada wrote all these books for his devotees to distribute. So Narottama Das Thakur, Lokanath Das Goswami told him, there is a Jiva Goswami in a particular place. I want you to serve him, accept him as a Shiksha Guru, and embrace his gift. And this gift is none other than the seventh purpose of ISKCON. Giving Krishna consciousness to people in the form of books, Harinam, and Prasada distribution. These are actually the seven purposes of ISKCON. Narottama Das Thakur, he was empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he built up a team, the three of them, with the Shyamananda Pandit, Srinivas, and they distributed this wonderful gift of the six Goswami that now it's in our hands. It was out of compassion. Lord Chaitanya said, you know, you always It was none other than Radha and Krishna. You always serve me milk eternally every evening. So he came into this world. He appeared to Narottam Das Thakur and served him milk personally. And that's a beautiful pastime. See, you do something for the Lord, then the Lord becomes your servant, Bhakti Vatsala. Whatever we do for him, he will get back to us. So then Narottama Das Thakur made sure that these shastras were distributed for the welfare of the human society. Nana shastra vicharanana nipuno sat dharma sastavako. What is it? How does it go? Lokanar. Yeah. It's a beautiful prayer. If you understand that prayer, you can understand the mood of the six Goswami and what Narottama Das Thakur. This is the reason why he's my favorite acharya. The distribution of mercy. And not by chance, last year I was asked by Nanda Prabhu to give a class, and also on his disappearance day. I was wondering why he always asked me to give class. And I feel that, and time to time I go, when I feel lonely, I go and read this book. Reminds me the seven purpose of ISKCON. It reminds me the reason why I became a devotee. Actually reminds all of us to receive something and give it out. That's what many of you are doing every day. This is the purpose of our mission, to give out Krishna consciousness to those who went away from the Lord. And this is very dear service to the Lord, and he can empower anybody, anyone. Then at the end of his mission, he went again to the Padmavati river with his disciples. He made so many disciples, just like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. With his chief disciples, he said, "I want all of you to take the Ganga water and bathe me." Then what happened? As soon as he entered the river, they bathed him, and his body became milk, pure like milk. And he disappeared. And he left the Krishna Prema, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prema in the Ganga for us, all of us. When we go and bathe, I'm looking forward now to go to and bathe in the Ganga. And remember, you know, what this great acharya did for me, for all of us. And just pay respect into the Ganga. This is not fairy tale. Sometimes we get put off because we don't read. We just hear distorted pastimes, and then we think in our subconsciousness, how can it be possible that this acharya disappeared in the form of milk? It became milk. But it's a fact. If the shastra says so, the acharya, we take everything the acharya they say as the absolute truth. And he's very compassionate, very merciful. Anyone who simply think of Srila Narottama Das Thakur becomes compassionate. Is the secret, one of the secrets, how to imbibe his mood, because he came down out of compassion. I want to share something very with all of you that it's something that I saw with my own eyes. On the last time that I was in the Ganga with my Guru Maharaj, exactly the same thing happened. You know, that I saw, of course, his body didn't melt into milk, but
I was thinking at that time, we were actually talking about the pastime of Narottam Das Thakur. This was the last time that I bathed together with him. He called me to go and have a bathe with him. So I went, I never forget. It was 1 week before he passed away. It was with his servant, and there was two more devotees, the two pujaris from Mayapur, Janarivas and Pangajangripa. And he was putting in the ashes of Mother Kirtida, one of my god sister. And then afterwards he bathed. And there was some little... He wanted me to be there with him. So I went to see my artist, and then with a bicycle I went and joined him on the Ganga at 1:30 and before lunch. And then I entered in the Ganga and he did the ceremony. And I saw something very spectacular that installed a great faith in me. Yes, this Krishna consciousness process is the absolute truth. I saw that and a hand on my heart in front of the deities, and I have to die of heart attack if I'm telling the lie, right here on the Vyasasan, representing Srila Vyasadeva. The body of my Guru Maharaj became just pale, white, like milk. And I asked Gora Narayan, there was one of my god brother, Gora, he's a sannyasina, did you see the same thing? Is a Guru Maharaj okay? He's so pale. So the color of his body was just like milk. And he was smiling at me. And he said, when you want to enjoy, come here into the dam, enter into this river, and you will enjoy the real happiness. I remember his words. This is the real sense of gratification. So it was quite a darshan to do that. And then, you know, this body became normal again. Maybe it was my fantasy or whatever. But I just wanted to... I was not the only one to see such a thing. We thought it was related to maybe it was not well. Or maybe it became so pale, like milk, his body. And the little we knew, then he passed away the week after. Anyway, so on this note, I would like to adjourn the class, and I want to thank all of you for giving me a chance to say something on Srila Narottam Das Thakur, and at this question, just...